Whatever its origins in America, the season of Advent is no longer primarily religious. It's commercial. Perhaps it should be hyphenated as Advent, because it certainly is the season of ads, allowing us to prepare for the coming of the modern Messiah, Santa Claus. Dr. America is convinced that Thanksgiving is a national holiday because, thank God, it gives us time to read all the Christmas flyers that come in the newspaper on the day before our big shopping day. These ads are carefully researched and designed, so a little scrutiny offers insights into the contemporary American culture of Christmas. Such ads typically announce the beginning of a holiday sale, one in a succession of such sales that make American festivals increasingly into hollow days. Some retailers refer to their circulars as Christmas gift books. This tactic transforms the products they've been selling all year long into something special and unselfish. Throughout our malls, retailers offer what are called gift solutions, as if giving were somehow a problem for Americans. The problem can be solved, the flyers suggest, if we purchase the perfect gift. If you read the circulars carefully, you'll see that the gift's perfection occurs when the gift the recipient wants most coincides with the commodity the retailer most wants to sell. Other circulars promise great gift ideas for everyone on your list. This common phrase does double duty. First, it converts the act of gift-giving into an intellectual pursuit by locating it in the realm of ideas, reminding us, perhaps, that it's the thought that counts. Second, it normalizes the idea of the Christmas list, meaning the list we make of people to buy for. But implicitly, it also alludes to the list that we make of things to buy for us, the list that will change our deferred gratification into present pleasure. Most of the ads of Advent do focus on getting the right gifts to fulfill the wishes of the loved ones in our lives. But one store asks candidly, "What are you wishing for?" Another shop celebrates Holiday 2000, gifts to give, gifts to get. These establishments understand that Christmas is a season of wishful thinking and wish fulfillment. That we go Christmas shopping not just to fulfill the wishes of others, but our own wishes too. More and more, however, Americans seem to believe that the perfect gift is money, or at least a gift certificate, because then everybody gets exactly what they want. B. Dalton Books highlights the B. Dalton gift card and advises us to let them choose their favorite things. Another retailer offers a Make the Season Bright gift card, and yet another features a Wish card. All of these cards are essentially a gift certificate in the shape of a credit card, but they short-circuit one of the central purposes of gift-giving, which is making things special by making them into gifts. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, venting about the ads of Advent and wishing to present the unusual gift of thoughtfulness.